But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Early in the morning, God is calling us to come and offer up our petitions before him. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and myself, Dr. P.K. Roberts, welcome you. Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower you as you begin your day, and we just thank God for this great opportunity. At this time, we are going to ask Miss Tiffany out here on the West Coast, who gets up early, I mean early, 4 o'clock in the morning, to get on this call to come and open us up in prayer.
Good morning, Pastor PK. Can you hear me?
Miss Tiffany, I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Would you open us in prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. Let us bow in prayer. Most gracious and everlasting Father, we come into your presence once more and again, thanking you for allowing us to rise up into this new day, this day that you have made and you have said in your word to rejoice and be glad in, Father. Father, right now we declare, Father God, that you are our God, Father God, that you are our creator, that you are our refuge, that you are our strength, that you are our provider, Father God, that you are whatever we need you to be, Father God, that you are our healer, that you are our lawyer, Father God, that you are our friend, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for you have been many things to us, Father God. And we thank you for this new day, March 7th, 2011, Father God, a day that we have never seen before, Father. And I pray, Father God, that your plan, your purpose, and provision for our lives will be fulfilled this day, Father. I declare right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would allow your will to be manifested here on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would give your angels charge over us, Father God, and protect us as we go through this day. I pray, Father God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, and I pray that you would continue, Father God, to speak to them and to allow them, Father God, to take your vision, Father God, for the Master's morning call to higher heights, Father. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will bless our founders of Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the foundation that they have set, and I thank you for the vision that you have given them. And I pray, Father God, that they will continue, Father God, to move forward, Father God, in the way, in the will that you have given them, Father. I pray for complete direction, Father God, and I pray that as they lead us, Father God, that we would follow, Father God, with what you have given to them. And I ask, Father God, that you would allow, Father God, our ears to be open this morning, Father God, as we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness and know that everything else will be added unto us. Open our eyes, Father God, that we may see you, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you would continue to do a new thing within us, Father God. Bless the speaker as she would come this morning, Father God, that the word, Father God, that she delivers, Father God, will not only be in our ears, but that it would meditate and permeate our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Father God. And then we will be able, Father God, and we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we love you this morning, oh God, and we realize that we can't do anything without you, Father. So we thank you for this day. And we bless you forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so very much, Ms. Tiffany, for opening us this morning and taking us to the throne of grace. We thank you and appreciate all of our prayer warriors. We thank you so very much. at this time, I would just like to remind everybody of our email address, and that you can call in and give us your prayer request via the email address at the Morning Master's Call at gmail.com. The Master's Morning Call, the Master's with an S, Morning Call at gmail.com, and that all of the sermons and all of the messages have been archived at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Master's Morning Call. wordpress.com. And I tell you, it is just wonderful to go back and hear the messages, especially when you're feeling like you need a word. I did that this weekend, and I just thank God for the calls and those who preach and minister to us every morning. Want to remind you, it is just vitally, vitally important that you get in your back office, not once a day, but just get in there every opportunity you can, because new information is in that back office, and you need to study it so that you can stay up with what is going on in this company. And the global expansion of Artists International is just absolutely phenomenal, and the growth that is taking place. So if you really are interested in growing your business and ministering to people not only here in the United States but globally, this is the time for you to jump on board and follow the training in the back office. I tell people all the time, if it's in the back office, this is what our leaders, this is what Pop Diaz de Leon has put there, and he and his people are there to give us guidance. And so please let us just follow what they are giving us. Let us all get on the same sheet of music and go to Platinum Land together. With that being said, I also am asking that you continue to pray for Pastor Chuck. He was admitted to the hospital. He's out now and doing better. But we do want to pray for him. Know that this week, as you are preparing your hearts and minds, you go on and eat whatever you're going to eat, because Lenten season is starting, and we want you to get ready to give up something, and know that God is going to give you so much back in return as we walk through this Lenten season together, beginning on Wednesday, March 9th. So you need to start preparing your mind and get ready for that. At this time, we are going to bring forth our preacher for today. We thank God and always happy to hear from Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. She has just answered a call of God on her life to come and minister to us and minister with us here on the Master's Morning Call. And if you really, really want to know all about her background and the fact that she has traveled and ministered, and absolutely God has blessed her to be in the presence of many greats, we are going to ask that you just get on the into her website and just look and read, and she has just a plethora of information about ministry, and she's always so encouraging with the word and with quotes, and she's just absolutely wonderful. So this morning, we're going to ask her to come forth and give us what God has given her to bless us with on today. God bless you, Pastor Vanessa. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts. I am always excited about the Master's Call and what God is doing in our lives. I'm humbled by the opportunity to walk alongside and co-host with Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, and all of you who have become so dear to us in the Master's Call family. I celebrate each and every one of you, name by name and person by person. I want to start off with the final teaching of a three-part series that we started, but I want to acknowledge, because I'm always in, as I walk in the office of a prophet, always very sensitive to current events and what they mean and what they say. I think most of you all know that we have just begun on National Women's History Month, and the theme for this year is Our History is Our Strength, and we're going to incorporate that a little bit into the message today. We celebrated last month Black History Month and the many accomplishments as a people and what it implied through the Word of God, and so this month is our National History Month, Women's History Month, and Our History is Our Strength is our theme. And we've been talking for the last two Mondays from the theme Transition to the Vision, Change to Maintain, and Shift to Sustain. We started our first week off with Transition to the Vision. And it coupled along with the prophetic theme that God has given me for this year. And wow, it's just unraveling so much before my very eyes. I'm just a mail girl as the prophet. But God gave me a word that we ministered the first time we ministered this year of divine arrangements. And under the umbrella of divine arrangements, God was going to work in three main streams. He was going to establish in our lives divine alignment, meaning getting some balance in our lives. Many of us know we love God, but we are some unbalanced saints. And to bring some balance of family, of ministry, of health, of just our time to be better stewards. And then divine order, that we get his priorities in our life, that we keep the first things first, the things that he told us were important. Everybody's first important is not the same, and that we have to be submitted, and his blessings, his protection, his provision is only now in this season on what he has ordered. And the last, which we have truly seen played out in the media, God is using this year for divine justice, that he himself is the hammer from heaven that is going to bring down on the gavel the justice in the land. So with divine arrangements, we've been talking about divine alignment, divine order, and divine justice. And we roll the carpet forth with that to say transition to our vision, change to maintain, and shift to sustain. And we talked about transition was the process of change. And at first week, we took time really talking about enduring your process, going through what God wants us to go through on our way to the vision, the purpose, what he called you and I each here to do and to be. And we talked about when we all start off at our alpha, we have to embrace the transition to get to our omega and move with the cloud. And godly transitions will always be a part of life, and we must ask God for the grace to embrace the transitions that we will all experience, because some are harder than others, our transition tests, but we have to pass them all. We also talked about it that first week. How do we know if the transition is of God or not? We talked about godly transition test and encouraging you to go back and listen to that message. And we based it from 1 John 4, verse 1 through 4. And that first verse of 1 John 4 talked about testing the Spirit by the Spirit. Then we talked the next week about change to maintain. And the acronym God had given me a while back for change was change helps all needed growth emerge. Change helps all needed growth emerge or evolve. And we talked about last week changing to maintaining with the key ingredient of choosing to change. Choosing to change so that we can maintain what God has blessed us with. See, we have to choose to change and do exactly what God tells us to do, to surrender, to obey. That four-letter word is not a cuss word. Obey with the right attitude, with no excuses. See, some of us do great things, but we have wrong motives, while others are willing but don't follow the instructions from God. And we base that off of the word from Isaiah 1, verses 18 through 19, and 1 Samuel 15, 22, that obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, the world has a true saying, if you don't use it, you may lose it. And we talked about maintaining the blessing. So many times God blesses us as a people with things we prayed for, we desired, and then we don't maintain them and keep them. And today we're going to talk about the third part of our theme of this series of shift to sustain. Shift to sustain, shifting to sustain. Let's define what shifting means briefly so we'll all be on the same page. When you look up the word shift in the Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, it says that shift is to move somebody or something to a different position. I love the second definition, which is to change or exchange something for someone else of the same group or class. And it means a transference. You know, this is truly a season of transition. And we've been hoping and praying and just decreeing and declaring that the people of God understand the transition we're in so that we won't get out of position, so that we won't grow weary in well-doing and that we'll endure to receive the promises of God. And the sustain means to nourish. Remember that word. Let that get in your spirit, to nourish somebody, to provide somebody with nourishment of the necessities of life. Another key definition was support something from below, to keep something in position by holding it from below. Tolerance, or to endure, to put up with, to sustain. I'm going to add a little bit to our theme today, shifting and shaking to sustain. And I'll add, so that we can soar, because this is all about getting to your promised land in God, your destiny, your assignment. We're going to be basing our teaching today from very, very familiar passage, a story in Acts 16. Verses 25 through 34, won't take time to read them all, but it's the familiar story about when Paul and Silas were put in jail because of their testimony, because of them going about witnessing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and because of them sharing the good news of the gospel, that they were incarcerated. And at midnight, and at verse 25, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. We're going to go through a few principles, five principles this morning, of how you cooperate, how we line up, how we flow with the shifting of God. The first point I want to talk about is often to shift your circumstances and to dispatch the arsenals from heaven. We have to open up our mouths and sing praises to our God. In other words, and often to have God make the shift, we've got to have anyhow praise. One of my dear friends here in Dallas, Evangelist Barbara Mitchell, has a song I play all the time when I'm in that intense warfare called Anyhow Praise, that in the midst of, despite all, through all, I'm going to give God an anyhow praise. He's my God anyhow. And see, praise activates the atmosphere. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. See, practice his presence with praise. When you praise God, when you talk about how good your God is, when you talk about how awesome your Lord is, and when you quit talking so much about the problem and talk about the problem solver and that God is able, you activate the atmosphere. You dispatch your ministering angels from Hebrews 11. You send garrisons of Michael and the warring angels to do bidding. Praise shifts the atmosphere, and it nurtures and it strengthens our hearts. See, when we practice his presence with praise, we sustain and nourish our heart and our mind through any challenge or circumstances. See, last month when we studied Black History Month, we studied so much in our history how the hymns, the spiritual songs that they sang in the cotton field. Why? Because the praise of God through a horrendous season of our history, of especially the history of African Americans, it shifted the atmosphere. Those songs, many of them were code songs for the runaway slaves, but the praises went up, and the blessings of God go down. Get my own self happy this morning. The second one for shifting and shaking to sustain is we got to keep trusting God, because he is a God of suddenlies. In that 26th verse of Acts 16, see, it says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. See, God has some suddenlies for us, and the enemy is trying to get us to grow weary in well-doing, but if we keep our mouths open with praise, if we keep shifting the atmosphere so that the breakthrough is intimate. See, the sudden shifts are God's specialty. Oh, God loves to just show up and show out in our behalf. And when God makes the shifts, it's to the core. It's to the very foundation. And when the foundation shifts, the doors were open. Freedom came. And even those around experienced the overflow of God's blessings. See, sometimes your very presence on your job, as part of your family, as a member of an organization will benefit. They'll all benefit from that sudden shift, and the breakthrough will come to freedom for all. See, God is shifting some things. Ah, the earth is groaning, as the Word of God says in Revelation. Don't miss your shift. Be in position. Be poised in purpose. Ah, we're talking today about the transition to the vision, the change to maintain, and this morning, the shift to sustain. The third thing we want to talk about in our shifting process is when you have your breakthrough, God will use your deliverance to demonstrate his might and proclaim the message that God still saves and God still delivers. See, God shifts and saves. He used the situation, when you start reading in that 27th verse, he uses the situation of the jail keeper, the ultimate shift. Paul stops him from using his own sword on himself and lets him know that all the prisoners are still there. See, your test is not always just about you. My tests are not all just about me. The sudden shifts of God are a testimony, a sign, and a wonder to others. See, sometimes it's a louder message of God's power and mercy to all of those around us. They get to see our God in demonstration. They get to see our God in manifestation. See, we don't have to just read about what happened with Paul. Some of the sudden shifts that are happening in our lives, we may not like it and may not feel good, but we're watching God do some awesome things in us and through us, and more so, others are watching our God show up and show out. What do you mean by that, Pastor Vanessa? Well, see, in verses 27 and 28, the sudden shift of the doors swinging wide are God's manifested miracle. See, the fall of the Berlin Wall in history, that's God's manifested miracle. Huh? This recent fall of the dictatorship of Egypt from social media, it's God's manifested miracle. In the scripture, the release of Joseph from the prison to become the prime minister, second in charge of all of the land, was from the interpretation of a dream, was God's manifested miracle. Esther going before the king and not losing her life to save her people and expose Haman, that's God's manifested miracle. See, there's some miracles that God does just to give you a hint that heaven is still on your side. And as we let the shifts occur and not fight the change, knowing that it's a setup, because God is hooking us up to his power source for generation to generation. Oh, I feel God this morning. And then the fourth is shifting. Shifting, shifting will often cause a shift, a sifting in our lives. Let me say that again. Shifting will often cause a sifting in our lives. See, some of y'all a little younger may not remember what a sifter looks like. Some of us a little over the generational 40 mark, we remember the flour sifters and even now sifter things that are fine and wires and it doesn't let through but a smaller part. And see, God is asking us this morning and telling us that God himself will filter. He'll remove. He will sift out of our lives people, places, and things which do not pass the Holy Ghost litmus test. Not the devil, not the enemy, but God himself. In the shift, he is also sifting things, people, places out of our life. We crying about why, God, why? It's holding you up, baby, from the promise he has. He is not taking the whole bus across to the promised land. It's just you. So he's having to sift and end some relationships and reposition us. And we have to be sensitive and discerning enough to yield to this shift of God. And see, we have to ask ourselves, did it pass the Holy Ghost litmus test? Well, here's a question we talked about in previous times together. Did that sift and that shift line up with the Word of God? Does it line up with his will, his shift for your life? Does it line up with the way God wants your shift to occur? See, a godly shift will lead others to Christ. When that jailer was about to kill himself because he thought all the prisoners had escaped, oh, what the devil meant for bad, God was turning it around for good. Genesis 50, verse 20, when Joseph told his brothers, come on, y'all meant it for bad, but God is shifting some things for our good and his glory. See, the jail keeper's entire household was shifted in their mindset, and they were saved. So allow God to filter out of our lives through his shifting and sifting anything and anyone who is not from God. Now, the jailkeeper's legacy will be nourished. Remember that word for sustained, nourish and sustain now in Christ. See, what legacy of truth are we sustaining? What legacy of truth are we nurturing and nourishing to pass on from generation to generation? This Women's Month, with the theme of strength to the many women on the line this morning and the men who love them, so that's everybody, are we passing on to our present and next generation in action and deed the strength in Christ? See, Nehemiah 8:10 tells us the joy of the Lord is our strength. We're talking about transition to the vision, change to maintain, and shift to sustain. This last point in my last minute, the shifting often causes the change, and it will enable you to soar. Our fifth one today, the shifting often causes the change, and that in itself will enable you to soar. See, many times our shifts are seasons of sifting. They clean off our wings and allow us to soar high. And others then will finally see from our example our legacy of victorious life in Christ. See, the shift, it enabled the eagle to soar. The shift enables the eagle to demonstrate its strength. See, some of the shifts in your life, eagle, it'll enable you to spread your majestic wings of talents and gifts and display the beauty and the heavenly teamwork of the ruler wind of God. The breath of the Holy Spirit will enable us to soar to our God-ordained destinies. The purpose of the sifting and the shifting today is to enable you and I to soar higher and achieve every God-ordained assignment on our lives. Remember, we're in a season of transition. Our change is changing. In our transition to our vision, we must learn to change, to maintain, and hold on to what God is blessing us with. And then look even higher to soar like the eagles you are and shift so that you can sustain and nourish future generations. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Amen, amen. Yeah, you preached this morning, woman of God. I thank God for the message this morning and shifting and sifting so that we can sustain and soar. I'm ready to soar. Thank you, God. But we aren't really ready to be sifted a lot of time. Thank you. Thank you for the message this morning. Candy, if you would star 6 and come in and close us out this morning, we would definitely appreciate it. Again, we want to thank Minister Tiffany for opening us up. We thank God for Pastor Vanessa and that powerful word this morning and just blessing us with the word. And now we're going to have Miss Candy to come and give us our closing prayer.
Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
Speak up just a little bit louder. I can hear you.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning just lifting you up. And Father God, as we leave this call, but not your presence, we just want to thank you for this time together to lift up the name of Jesus. We pray for protection over the founders of this call. We pray for protection over Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for the vision that you've given them for the call, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you for artists, and we thank you for this business. Father, we thank you for that word that you gave us this morning. Lord, help us to be doers of the word and not just hearers of your word. Help us to feel your will for our lives. Father God, we just pray for those who need the manifestation of healing in their bodies. Help them to know that healing is already done. Help them to stand on the word that says that our body is the temple of the living God and that anything and everything that is not of it must go. So, spirit of infirmity, we cancel you right now in the name of Jesus. We cast you out. We purge you from the root. We command sickness and disease to leave the body of every person named on our list. We have the power of life and death, and it's in our tongue, and we speak life over each person. Body, we command you to line up with the word of God in Jesus' name. Lord God, we cancel lack, and we pray for financial breakthrough. God, we are the very presence in a time of trouble, and you are more than enough. We thank you for it. Your word says that you shall supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We pray that those in need understand first the order of blessings is by bringing the tithes into the storehouse and that there may be food in your house first. So, Father, by faith we speak to the spirit of lack in the lives of every person who needs a financial breakthrough. You said we have what we say if we are holy, and I say on the authority of that word, lack be gone. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. We are prosperous. We are the seed of Abraham. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you that your word says that the gold and the silver and 1,000 hills belongs to us. Father God, you said that we are prophets. You give us the power to profit, Lord God. Father, we thank you for it. Father God, I come against all infirmities. Come against all illnesses and sicknesses and mind orders and things that are just not of you, Lord God. Come again in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we leave this call, Father, but not your presence, we just thank you. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for being with us always, Lord. You said you never leave us or forsake you, and we stand on that word today and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And thank you, Miss Candy. And I say to each and every one of you, go out and have a super fantastic day in the Lord. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.